You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 long years, the surviving Israeli hostages following Hamas's October 7 attack have all been released from Gaza. Released in 2 batches, the 20 men were handed over to the Red Cross and then to the Israeli Defense Forces as part of a peace plan aimed at ending the Israel-Hamas war. Einav Zangorka, the mother of Matan Zangorka, couldn't wait to see her son in person, speaking to him on a video call.
God is great. Matan, you're coming back home. Thank God the war is over. There's no more war. You are coming home. You are my life, and I'm waiting for your return.
The names and faces of the hostages have been everywhere in Israel and at the forefront of people's minds. In Hostages Square, which sits in Tel Aviv, thousands of nervous Israelis watched on after 737 days of waiting. When the news broke of their release, it was a moment of catharsis.
To be living this moment, that it's all over, we can't even process it.
And for the first time in 2 years, there are smiles in the crowd. I'm so proud of Am Israel, of the people of Israel.
These people have been coming out day in, day out. They've been campaigning, they've been protesting for peace, for love, for our brothers and sisters to come home, and finally 2 years later they have.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, often criticized by the families of hostages who believed he'd prolong the war for political reasons, has described the day as historic.
This is a historic event that some did not believe would happen, but our fighters believed, many among the people believed, and I believed. I know there are many disagreements among us. But on this day, and I hope also in the period ahead, we have every reason to put them aside.
The hostages are set to begin their recuperation at Israel's Rabin Medical Center with doctors, psychologists and dietitians on hand for as long as needed. Professor Noah Eliakim Raz says it will be a lengthy process for some.
We know that, the pictures of hugging and that we're all looking for in the first day. They're really touching pictures, and it's a very, very important day and part of coming back and rehabilitation. But we know that it's a long run.
And nearly 2,000 Palestinians are also set to be released from Israeli prisons as part of the peace exchange. Just over 1,700 of the Palestinians being released by Israel were captured by Israeli forces in the last 2 years of war, but have not been charged with any crime. These Palestinians will reportedly be taken to Gaza's Nasser Hospital. And of the 250 Palestinian prisoners from the occupied West Bank who've been accused or convicted of either murder or weapons production, around half will be deported abroad. Several buses filled with the men, women and children have now arrived in Gaza and the occupied West Bank to celebrations. Yusuf Shamasneh says he's waiting for the release of his sons, Abdel Jawad and Mohammed Shamasneh, who were jailed 34 years ago for murder and attempted murder.
I swear to God, the 34 years have been extremely difficult, very, very hard. Even though many prisoner exchange deals were made over the years, they were always excluded. But thanks to God, today he has willed their release, and we are truly happy and grateful for that.
Meanwhile, in a speech to Israel's parliament, United States President Donald Trump claims the Israel-Hamas war is over and a new era of peace in the Middle East has begun.
And after so many years of unceasing war and endless danger, today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity.
But long-term peace in Gaza still remains up in the air, with world leaders now attending a peace summit in Egypt to continue negotiations. While the two sides may have signed on to the US proposed peace plan's initial stages, next steps including the disarmament of Hamas and the total withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza remain contentious. Sam Dover, SBS News.